Welcome back to Access Cleveland. We're here with Susan G. Komen, the ladies that represent this wonderful organization, Sophie Searle, Kim Sanders, and Jacqueline Bailey. And of course, Jacqueline just shared her story as a breast cancer survivor, which Jacqueline does a lot of work over at South Point Hospital with the Angel Network. And you got to tell us a little bit more about this program and how it will benefit other women.
Absolutely. And to me, by divine appointment, my oncologist was at South Point. Mm. And the very place that I tried to get away from, where I took my treatment, happened to offer me a job opportunity, and they thought I would be a good fit to be the director of the Angel Network, which is an advocacy program supported by Susan G. Komen for the last 5 years.
Wow.
And our whole goal is to educate women about breast cancer and early detection. So.
Right.
Through Komen, we're able, last year we did 250 free mammogram screenings for women who did not have insurance or had a high copay. We assisted them in making sure that they got their mammograms. So we're actually saving lives.
Now, Kim Sanders, program manager over at NEON, spearheads the mammogram connection. And you're doing something with local hairstylists, educating them on breast cancer awareness. Talk about it.
Okay, well, I'll go back a little bit. Actually, our funding through Susan G. Komen is twofold. We have the mammogram connection, which we navigate the system to ensure that women that come in and get a mammogram that need further follow-up, that they actually receive that follow-up.
Okay.
So we find that a lot of women fall through the gap, and part of that is mammogram connection, connecting women to the services that they need.
Right.
Our other component is the beauty shop campaign, which we call Look Your Best, Check Your Breasts. We believe
in looking good.
We want to look good,
right?
We're going to get our hair done, but we got to check our breasts too.
Exactly.
So we go out to the salons and we actually train the hairstylists to be breast health advocates. So those stylists, when we walk out of there, they are left with the tools to speak to their clients about breast health, making sure you get your mammogram. And if they are not getting their mammogram, then the stylist will know where to send them, and that's to us.
So what's the number that stylists can call, or if I'm trying to get my stylist involved, how do they get started?
My number is 216-231-7700, and I'm at extension 1089. Just give me a call. We will set up a date to come in and do the training. A part of the being one of our hair salons is you will get a sticker in your window that says you are breast health advocates.
Wow.
You will also get a pretty pink box. And that box is for your clients to fill out a little card to say whether they're getting their mammogram. And if they're not, may we give them a call to assist them in getting a mammogram.
Give that number again.
It is 216-231-7700, extension 1089.
Sophie, what's the first step? What do we need to do? Because, you know, the statistics are alarming. If you look at them, in the U.S., one woman is diagnosed with breast cancer every 2 minutes, and one woman will die of breast cancer every 13 minutes.
Well, obviously, if you are listening and you know that you are 40 years and up and you haven't received a mammogram, we would strongly encourage you to, if you have a physician, talk to your physician. There are resources out there that will help anyone, no matter what the insurance status is. And we absolutely can help you with the programs that Komen Northeast Ohio funds in the community, such as NEON, such as South Point, and we have many others as well at Metro, at University Hospitals. So we have programs that we partner with where we can actually send you somewhere to get your mammogram free of charge. So that would be another phone number, and it is 216-292-CURE. Mm-hmm. And this is 216-292-2873. So you can call our office and dial the extension 117. Now, if you are under 40, you're feeling a lump, and you think you might have an issue, there are some resources as well. If you have family history and you're not yet 40, make sure you get checked as well.
Right.
And what's really important to remember is, and I will give you just one statistic. If you get diagnosed with of breast cancer early on, the 5-year survivor rate is actually 99%.
Wow.
So you can live with breast cancer.
And I like to add that the biggest thing that we see for African-American women is fear. Beyond the insurance, you know, we can take care of that, but fear. So one of the things we're going to do this year at South Point is offer tours and let the women talk to a radiology person and see where you get a mammogram. Because I took a woman in last week. She was 49 years old, never had a mammogram. And she was so afraid because she had been told that it hurt. But we went on a tour of the facility. I showed her the machine. We happened to have an African-American mammographer, and she was just surprised that it was such an easy, short process. And so if we can get that message out that you don't have to be afraid, it's better to come and see. And so we're going to be offering some tours at the hospital to let women learn. And we're bringing more people into the hospital this year to help them understand how it's connected to your lifestyle, to your nutrition, and to just taking care of yourself and paying attention to yourself, just knowing if something is different. You might not feel anything, but if you see the size change, if it feels itchy, if you have pain, things like that are simple things that you need to pay attention to so that you can come in and get checked right away.
WZAKCleveland.com. You can log on and get all the details about what we talked about today, as well as the Race for the Cure that's set to kick off in Akron Sunday, July 29th, and again in Cleveland, Saturday, September 15th at the Woolstein Center, downtown Cleveland. You can visit our website or you can register at ComanNEOhio.org. Thank you, ladies, for taking the time out.
Thank you.
Jacqueline sharing your story. Kim, continue to do your thing in the community. Sophie, you are amazing. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.